Good morning. My guests this morning are Mike Turgeon and Diane Wheeler from Friends of Santa Rosa Climate Action Plan. Good morning, you two.
Morning.
Morning.
So talk about it. Tell us what you do and what you would like us to do.
About a year ago, right after the fires, a number of us who had been in a class at the Center for Climate Protection here in Santa Rosa decided that some response to the horrific firestorm was needed because Santa Rosa does have a climate action plan and has for the last 6 years.
Uh-huh.
And right after the fire, as everything else was happening, that plan got sidelined. And so just as citizens, we decided to speak with our council persons in Santa Rosa to ask what we could do to help support them in moving the climate action plan ahead so that we can help prevent some of the potential damage in future for Santa Rosa and beyond.
Thank goodness someone's doing it.
It's been rewarding and challenging at the same time.
What is happening now? What's the movement?
The last couple of months have been spent doing a lot of research and finding a leverageable act that we thought we could take or help the council to take, which is to move toward all electric ready in the construction of new buildings. All electric ready really comes down to putting a few extra wires into a house and in its early construction phase. So as a community and a country and even the globe, we get off fossil fuels and move toward it,
right,
all electric, that these new homes are built ready to be switched over without a retrofit and without an extended cost down the road. And so we've been working with our council members, getting to know them and getting to know what the rules are in terms of the state of California, and basically helping to support this idea. We've had a study session, which the council ran about a month ago, and there seems to be a lot of positive movement, and now the council is working on the legalities of whether an ordinance can be put through for the city.
And now probably you're ready to let the public in on it.
Absolutely. There is a great community of climate activists and very, very smart people in Sonoma County and a lot of good work being done. So we've been easily able to pollinate with an incredible community of people who are thinking along the same lines. And everybody is moving carefully so as to cause no discomfort to families who've lost their homes in the fires and just trying to find an intelligent way to help them future-proof the builds that they're going through now in an inexpensive way.
That's what they need. Mm-hmm. That certainly is what they need, and we found that out a year ago, October.
Also.
So what's happening with them? What do you want them to do, let me put it that way?
In our case, we decided that it would be hard to sit on the sidelines anymore, mm-hmm, in face of such horrific firestorms. And so as we just banded together, four, five, six of us, getting involved with your local elected officials is the number one step, whether it be your county supervisors or Santa Rosa City council persons who want to do the right thing. They really do. And they need the political support to make moves that make sense.
Great.
And do no harm and help prepare for a more resilient future here, not only in Sonoma County, but throughout the state and beyond.
So I would take it that you would want people who are interested, particularly who might have something to offer,
mm-hmm,
to contact M. Turg. That's Mike Turbin, M-T-U-R-G. At AOL.com.
That's my personal email, and I'd be more than welcome to talk with anyone and let them know what we do and what they could do.
Or srcity.org, and then go to the city council page once you get there.
That's the easiest way to get in touch with who your council person is.
Or sonomacounty.ca.gov/board of supervisors.
Indeed.
/.
Indeed.
That's right. And, it's really important for us when we can say from personal experience in this last 9 months, our elected officials are really responsive to their community.
Great.
And to email them, to call them, to ask for a meeting, they're all really available. And they sit in different levels of knowledge of climate,
uh-huh,
issues. Everybody's on a learning curve, but I really have to say it's been a positive experience. And they want to hear from people who live in this community and want to continue to live in this community and get the feedback that helps them make decisions.
Great. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Roland. Appreciate it.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.